An ill wind blows away the present and returns man's mind to the horrors of a world gone by. Listen to the Weird Circle.
Speak again the immortal tale, the 415 Express.
This is a report to the acting chairman of the East Anglian Railroad Company from William Langford, special agent. Return from Russia per your instructions to investigate one John Dwerrihouse and the matter of £75,000 missing from the East Anglian Railroad. I learned that Dwerrihouse was preparing to leave Friday, October the 14th, on the 4:15 express to Clayborough. I made plans to be on the same train by arranging with my friends, the Jelfs, to spend the weekend with them in Clayborough. Arrived at London Station, and as I was standing just outside of the train...
Hi, Diana. Diana Winter.
Bill Langford. What are you doing here? The last I heard of you was, well, you were in Russia, weren't you?
Very definitely in Russia. I could tell by the snow. I arrived back in London only last week.
Bill Langford, I'd like you to meet my mother, Mrs. Winter.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Winter?
How do you do? Oh, my hay fever. Trains give me hay fever every time. Say, how's the Russian climate for hay fever sufferers?
Just about the same as everywhere else.
Well, not like London. There ought to be a law against London winters. Where are you headed for, Bill?
Clayborough. I'm going to spend the holidays with Pete Jill at his country place down there. His wife Lydia is in London just now. As a matter of fact, she's supposed to take the train down with me. Do you know her?
I met her last winter during the social world.
Oh, then why don't you join us in my compartment later?
Oh, I'd love to. What compartment will you be in?
42A.
Really?
What's so surprising about 42A?
Well, they usually don't use it. It's supposed to be... You laugh at me, but it's haunted.
Nonsense.
Oh, ghosts make me sneeze.
Tell me, how do you know compartment 42 is haunted?
Well, they say a man was killed there 10 years ago. His name was Jones. And his rather angry spiritual self is supposedly lingering around for the purpose of scaring people out of their wits.
Oh, that's fine. Just fine.
Our compartment's in the same car just up the line. I'll drop in and see you later after I get Mother settled.
Yes, do that. Gosh, I hope Lydia makes the train.
No, she probably won't.
You're so right.
Well, if you see the ghost, ask him to stick around. I'd like to meet him. Oh, Jones.
See you later, Diana. We better get in.
Goodbye.
Well, it's going to be a dreary trip. Me and a ghost sharing a compartment. Oh, hello. I didn't know I was going to have a companion in 42A.
Something strange about a companion in 42A?
No, it's just that I expected to see a ghost.
Oh.
As usual, Lydia missed the train. I was afraid she would.
Did you say something?
No, nothing. Oh, by the way, the name's Langford. Bill Langford, sir. And yours?
Jones. John Jones.
Jones?
Jones.
Oh?
Something the matter with the name Jones?
No, is there?
No.
One meets so many Jones these days.
Does one?
Yes, one does.
Oh.
It's just that you weren't very certain of it.
I see that you've just come back from Russia.
Oh, how did you know that?
The labels on your suitcase. I've done some extensive traveling myself.
Well, you're very discerning, Mr. Jones.
I'm a collector of curios. A hobby, you know. I've picked up quite a few interesting things in Russia.
Really? Oh, then I have something that would probably interest you that I got there.
Oh?
It's a gift for a friend of mine. It was an ancient Cossack money wallet, which has now been converted to a cigarette case.
Oh, very interesting. Have you got it on you?
Yes, of course. It's wrapped up. But I can unwrap it. It's in my pocket. Here it is.
Oh, say, that's very interesting. May I examine it?
Oh, yes, of course you may.
tremendous thing to carry about. The money must have gone in here, in the back flap.
Yes, yes, it did.
Sort of combination wallet, then, cigarette case.
Except if you ever put money in there, you'd have a devil of a time fishing it out.
Quite right, quite right. You know, it's an old Russian custom to put a cigarette in a new cigarette case before giving it to anyone.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yes. Here, let me put one of mine in for you.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, there you are. A special brand of cigarette for a special case. Mustn't mind my hands. I'm particularly jumpy this evening. Nervous. Here's your case, sir.
Oh, thank you. I'll wrap it up again.
My mind is getting cramped. A little stroll is what I need. Would you mind watching my suitcase for me? I'll be back in a few seconds.
Certainly, Mr. Jones.
These compartment trains with such narrow aisles really isn't a stroll at all. It's like pushing through a tunnel.
Peculiar fellow.
Hello.
Oh, hello, poor Jill. Wait until I tell him his wife missed the train.
See you around later. Hello, Bill.
Come on in, Diana.
Oh, thanks. I got Mother comfortably settled finally. What's it, Joe?
Oh, missed the train. Unless she's in another compartment. And I'm not up to hunting for her.
I don't blame you.
Well, Diana, I see you know the man who shares my compartment with me, Mr. Jones.
Do I?
Yes, you chatted with him in the hallway.
I talked to the man in the next compartment.
I thought I heard you talk to Jones.
No, that's the man in the next compartment. His name is Augustus Rakes. You know him.
But, did you pass a man coming through?
No.
It's impossible.
Why?
Because, John Jones got up and left the compartment as you came in. I heard you talk to... Wait a minute. Let me go out and try and get him. I'm not going crazy yet. Mr. Jones! Mr. Jones! Mr. Jones! Mr. Jones! I'm positive... Well, if you don't believe me...
Don't get so excited, Bill. If you say he was here, he was here. I might have missed him coming through.
But you couldn't have missed him. He left just as you came in. His suitcase is right over my... Well, it was there. I knew it was there. I remember his putting it there.
Maybe you saw the ghost. Oh, Bill, how unfair of you. You told me you'd hold him if you found him.
Ghost, Diana, I swear...
Bill!
Lydia! When did you get in the train?
Oh, I almost missed it. It was too dreadful. Oh, that's me every time. Hello, Diana.
Hello, Lydia. How are you?
Congested. But then everybody's congested this year. It's fashionable. Bill, darling, it's been ghastly, just ghastly. I've searched every single compartment of the train looking for you.
Lydia, did you, pass a man in the hall as you came through?
I'm married.
I mean in this car with a gray tweed suit and red tie. Sort of an old-fashioned bowler hat. Moustache. Very heavy moustache.
No.
And he walked with a limp.
Oh, well, honestly, Bill, I haven't passed anybody in this train in the last 3 cars. Everybody was sitting down. Oh, I did pass a lot of men way up a whole convention.
No, he wouldn't have had time to walk up more than 2 cars by the time... Diana, are you positive?
Absolutely. If you don't believe me, ask somebody else. Try Augustus Rakes, the next compartment.
I don't mind if I do. Pardon me for a moment, will you?
No, I haven't seen you in ages, Diana.
Yes, it's been a very long time. Very long.
Well, how'd you like to see in London last night?
Oh, it was all right. I don't do much of the social world.
Mr. Rakes?
Yes?
I know you don't know me, but I'm Bill Langford, a friend of Diana Winters.
Oh.
I'm just looking for the... Well, for the man who shares my compartment. He walked down the passageway a few minutes ago and seems to have disappeared. He passed by your window.
Nobody but 2 women have passed by. Diana Winters and another girl.
I saw him walk towards your compartment. At least he turned in your direction.
I wouldn't be sure, of course. I might have been looking in the other direction. But I didn't see anybody.
Huh. Oh, thanks. Do you know who's in the compartment next to you?
No. No, I don't.
Well, I... Might just as well ask them.
Of course, do. And if I can help you find your friend, call on me, won't you?
That's strange. I wonder... there's 4 people in this compartment.
Come in.
I'm sorry, everybody, but a friend of mine has disappeared.
Oh, disappeared?
Did anybody see a man in a gray suit pass this way about 10 minutes ago? Gray suit, red tie, bowler hat, moustache.
No.
No, I was looking out the window.
I was sleeping.
Well, not me. I was standing at the door and certainly have seen him.
Standing at the door for the past 10 minutes?
Rather, all the time, right at the door. I did see two women pass.
How about you, mister?
Who, me? I didn't see nothing. What are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm just curious.
My name's Farrell. I'm a price fighter, mister. And if you got any difference of opinion with me, I'd be glad to discuss it with you in my way.
Oh, no difference at all. Well, I guess I'd better forget the whole thing. Return to my compartment and relax.
How exciting.
Well, how should I know, but I wonder. He was so certain of it, Lydia.
Strangest thing I've ever heard. Of course, everybody knows these dangling lines haunted.
Well, at least that's what they say. Oh, hello, Bill.
Finally, trace of your ghost?
No trace at all.
Oh.
It's disappeared from the face of the earth. That is, if he were here at all.
Oh, come. You don't believe that story about ghosts I told you.
Maybe. Only if John Jones was a ghost, he was the strangest ghost I ever met. And somehow I just don't believe it.